The Gemara Masechta Menachos Daf Mem Hei Yom Aleph teaches us that the pasuk in Yecheskel says, "B'yoyim haChodesh Par Ben Bokar Tamim V'Shisha Kvosim V'Ayel Tamimim Yiyu." Ask the Gemara, "Par Ma Tamad Loimer?" What is the Torah teaching us? What is Yecheskel teaching us that in Rosh Chodesh we have to bring a par? We know that we have to bring on Rosh Chodesh a par. L'fisha Nemar, says the Gemara, L'fish Nam B'Tayr, because the Torah, when it speaks about the power of Rosh Chodesh, teaches us, Parim B'nei Bokishnayim. The Pasuk in Parashas Pinchas says we should bring two Parim. U'B'nayim teaches us, Yecheskel Shemloi Motzer Shnayim, that if you can't find two, maybe Echot, at least bring one, Tamaloimer Par. And then continues the Gemara in analyzing the Pasuk in Yecheskel. Shisha kvasim atamaloyma. What is the Torah trying to teach us by saying shisha kvasim? Answers the Gemara. Lefisha kvasim b'Torah. Again, the Torah in Parashas Pinchas, in the Parashah of Rosh Chodesh, says we should bring seven kvasim. Teaches us Yecheskel menayim shloimav shiva yovish shisha. If you can't find seven, bring six. Tamaloyma shisha. If you can't find six, bring five. If you can't find five, bring four. If all you can find is one, just bring that one. Ask the Gemara, if the pasuk concludes by telling us, bring what you can find, Shishi kvasim lamali. What does the Torah tell us to bring six? To teach us to kam de efshla duri madrinan. Don't say, well, if I can't find seven, I'll bring one. Teaches us the pasuk, do what you can. Umanayin shemakim zazeh. How do we know that this is absolutely essential, that you should bring as much as you can? Tamaloy meyiyu. So from here we see an important halacha, that you should do what you can. So the question that comes up, based, connected to this Gemara, the Chaya Adam, in Klal Kuf Nun Dalad, Sif Chof Hei, speaks about Chanukah, and discusses a situation that's the third night of Chanukah, an individual only has two candles. What should he do? So the Chaya Adam paskins, he should only light one candle. Because tonight, the Mahadrin light one candle every night, Ner Ishu Beisai. The Mahadrin and the Mahadrin, based on the opinion of Beis Hillel, light every night the amount of candles there are for that night. So tonight, if you're going to only light two candles, you're not going to be fulfilling not the Mahadrin, who light Ner Ishu Beisai, or not the Mahadrin, Minim Mahadrin. And the Mishnah Brura in Simen Tuf Reish Ayin Aleph Sif Katan Hay quotes the Chai Adam, and in fact, the Sharat Siyan in Sif Katan Hay says this is also the opinion of Shal's Chuvis Ksav Seifer Simen Kuf Lamed Hay. The Beis Halevi discusses this question. And the Beis Halevi says that it's not so clear what to do. Because the Beis Halevi says there are two reasons why every night we light an extra candle. One reason we light an extra candle every night is because of that night's day in the Yontif, in the Chanukah. First day we light one candle, second day two candles, third day three candles. If that's the reason, so now if it's the third night of Chanukah and I only have two candles, there is no point in lighting two candles because tonight is the third night of Chanukah, not the second night of Chanukah. But if there's another reason why every night we light an extra candle, and that is because of the rule of Malim B'Kodesh Ve'Maridin. We always want to go up, increase our level of Avodas Hashem. If that's the reason, so if I'm going to light less candles on the third night than I did on the second night, then I wasn't Malin B'Kaddish, I was actually Maridin B'Kaddish. So then, according to that, you only have two candles, light those two candles. I was actually thinking that according to Beis HaLevi, it would be a nafkamina, like, it would be like this. Let's say this person, indeed, the first night had one candle, lit that candle. The second night had two candles and lit the two candles. So now, if the third night he's only going to light one candle, it's going to be a violation of the rule of Malin B'Kaddish V'Loy Maridin. Because till now you were lighting two candles. Last night you lit two candles. And tonight, you're only lighting one candle. You're going down, which is unacceptable. But if we follow, but if this individual only had on the first night one candle, which is all he needs to have, actually, and the second night he only had one candle, so he lit only one candle. So now, the third night, he has two candles. Now, we don't have a concern of Loy Maridin, because he never lit more than one candle. So maybe then the Beis HaLevi would certainly say that he should light one candle under those circumstances. If it's the third night, he only has two candles at his disposal. Rav Shach Zatzal in the Sefer Avi Ezri, all the way at the end of Hilchas Chanukah, says differently, and he says that certainly if this person only has three candles, he should light, if he only has two candles and it's the third night of Chanukah, he should light two candles. And he says a svara. He says, in three is included two. So you can't do three, do two. Rabbi Nasha Klein Zatzal, in the Shalos HaTshuvos Mishnah Halachas, Chelek Zayin, Simon Pei Dalet, quotes this opinion of Rav Shach, and at the beginning, he wants to perhaps agree with Rav Shach that, of course, you should do whatever you can. So first raya he wants to bring is from an esrik. We know what halacha is, that a person should try to get the best esrik he gets. Doesn't mean it's the best esrik that exists. He should get the best esrik that he could get. So here too, do the best you can. And if you can light three candles, so at least light two candles. He says, but then he says that is not a good raya. He says, there we're talking about in one esrig. So in one esrig, I should get the best esrig I could get. Here we're not talking about one candle, we're talking about separate candles. So then he brings a raya, our Gemara. The Gemara here, Masechet Menachos, Daf Nun Mem Hei Amud Aleph, that we started the shiur with, that the Gemara says, if you can't bring, the Pasuk in Yecheskel teaches us that if it's Rosh Chodesh and you can't bring all seven, kvasim, so bring as many as you can. Bring six, bring five, do what you can. So here too, L'chaira, Rav Shach is right. Do what you can. You can't light three candles. You unfortunately don't have three candles available. Light two candles. But he says that it's not a good comparison. Why? He says, by the chiyuv of lighting, of bringing kvasim, so he says, every carbon is an independent chiyuv. Every carbon is a separate chiyuv. So since every carbon is a separate chiyuv, so do as many as you can. Whereas here, by Neiros Chanukah, it's one unit. On the night of the third night of Chanukah, the unit is three candles. So if you could do all three candles, because you have all three candles available, so do all three candles. But if you can't do all three candles, don't do two, because that doesn't have a place this night of Chanukah. And therefore, he disagrees with Rav Shach. He passes like the Mishnah Berurah and the Chai Adam, and we're not exactly clear what the Beis Halevi holds. One thing that's for sure, once we're talking about this halacha, is let's say you lit an extra candle. We spoke about not having enough candles. So let's say it's the second night of Chanukah and you lit three candles. So everybody agrees that you should extinguish the extra candle. The machloikas that I saw amongst the achronim, the Ksav Sofer says this in that tshuva, the machloikas that I saw in the poskim is, should you extinguish just this extra candle that you lit? Tonight you were supposed to light two candles. By accident you lit three candles. Should you just extinguish that third candle and fine? Or maybe because you lit the wrong number, so then it's like you didn't do the mitzvah at all, and you should extinguish all of the candles and start from scratch. I don't think anybody would hold that you should make the bracha over again. This concept that we're discussing about doing as much as you can, if you can't do the mitzvah entirely, there's a tshuva in the Shas Tshuvas Oneg Yontif, Simen Kuf, where there's a person who Baruch Hashem has a Bechor, and he has to do a Pidyon HaBen, and we know when you do a Pidyon HaBen, you have to give Chomesh Sloim to the Kohen, and he doesn't have Chomesh Sloim. Should he give as much as he has, or should he wait until he accumulates the Chomesh Sloim? So he says, certainly you should give the Kohen as much as you have. And he says, there it's Pashut. Why is it Pashut? He says, because what does the Torah want with the mitzvah Pidyon HaBen? In the simplest pshat, the Torah wants that the Kohen should have the Chomesh Sloim. That we should give Kohen, he should end up with Chomesh Sloim. So every time we give him the part of it, we're fulfilling what the Torah wanted, that we wanted Kain to end up with Chomesh Sloim. But then he says, even in other circumstances, he says, for example, let's say a person only has a Chatzi Kezayis of Matzah, or maybe Rechman Tzlan, he has Baruch Hashem Kezayis Matzah, but it's impossible for him to eat more than a Chatzi Zayis. So he says, certainly you should do what you can. And that's part of the lesson, he says, of our Gemara, that the Torah wants us, whenever we could do a mitzvah, if we can't do the mitzvah b'shleimus, for whatever reason, we should do the mitzvah to the best of our ability.